Hey, Jessica and Katie, is it okay to eat half a pizza and half a box of garlic twists right before recording an hour-long podcast?
Are you asking for a friend?
Asking for a friend. But is it okay, though?
Listen, look at me. Make eye contact with your camera and just look at me for a second.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, good. Good. Not that I... Well, okay. I have a confession to make. The friend is me. I did it. I did that literally seconds before we pressed record on this.
That's a garlic twist if I ever heard one.
That's my favorite joke that's ever been made on this podcast. On this entire network, that's the one that wins. Over the entire past 4 years of podcasting, that is the one.
Oh, man, that's such a low bar, apparently.
No, we're good.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We're great. We're hilarious. Everybody loves us. Oh, man. It's raining here, which is giving me a spoopy vibe. I don't know about y'all.
Oh, it's not raining here. I did just get back from Dallas where the humidity was very high, and I'm so happy to be back in Vegas where the humidity is basically non-existent.
Yeah, that's nice. That's always nice.
Yeah. It was raining, like, all day today, but it's not raining now.
Nice. That's good for the audio quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie, can you make the rain stop? On your side?
I'll try.
For the audio. Just go
ahead and put your head outside and say, hey, rain. Hey. Shut it out.
Hey, knock it out. So yeah, if you hear little drippy drops, I'm sorry for that, I guess. I don't know.
Actually, I think that will add to the spoopy vibe. Mm-hmm. I like
it. Which is good, because this is our Halloween episode. Man, a thunder crash would have been real good right there.
We'll add one in and post.
Perfect, yeah.
Let me find a sheet. That.
Editors, are you... Oh, it's just us that edit this? That's fine.
Let me find a sheet of tin to shake, and that'll be our thunder crash.
Oh, perfect. Okay, we'll wait.
I have... Gosh, there is not a sheet of tin in my immediate line of vision.
Wow. Like, how can that possibly be?
I know, right? Like, there's always one when you don't need it.
Ugh, yeah. Tell me about
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Then the minute you need to figure out how to make a thunder sound on the internet.
When there are, like, 20 puppies and old dogs in a room with me, there's just, like, tin sheets everywhere. And you're like, I'm not going to disturb all these napping dogs.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. The second you're trying to make a spooky podcast, not a single tin sheet to be found.
Yeah. And the dogs are all sleeping, and you can't wake them up for that spooky wolfhound. Wolf howl. Exactly. Sorry.
All right. Well, this podcast definitely won't be as good without that, but I guess we can keep going.
Yeah.
I guess.
So, in case you're new here, this is the Is It Okay podcast. I'm your host, Katie Driggs, and with me are my co-hosts, Jessica.
Hey.
And Robin.
Hello.
This is the podcast where we answer questions that Google already knows the answer to.
Yes.
That's the perfect tagline for the show.
Is that a good tagline? I don't know. Yeah.
No, I love it.
How do you explain this show? Okay.
It's exactly that.
So did you both type into Google our question of the day and then take a screenshot of it?
Yes.
Okay. So our question of the day is, can a witch... Because it's Witch Team Alpha month.
Hell yeah.
Hashtag Witch Team Alpha.
Hashtag Witch Team Alpha.
Okay, so, Robin, what was your first autofill for Can a Witch?
Can a witch be male?
That was my first one, too.
Nice.
Same. Also mine.
Nice. Yeah. Are they all going to be the same this time? That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get through all 10.
Maybe.
That'd be crazy.
I would say yes.
I think so.
I will also say yes, but I'm thinking about it, and I feel like any time there are like male and female. Like anytime you see a male witch, they usually call them something else. Like they're called wizards or warlocks. And it seems like that's ridiculous. Just call them all witches.
Yeah.
Right.
Because then you don't have to say like, excuse me, are you a boy? Okay, then you're not a witch. You're a warlock. Everyone can just be witches together. And it's not a problem.
Yeah.
You're just all witches. Because I
have three examples of this. Bewitched, the TV show from the 50s. Mm-hmm. All the male witches were warlocks. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter, wizards. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wizards.
But in Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the TV show from the 90s, they were all witches, I believe.
Nice.
See, that's the way to do it. Sabrina had it right about witches.
Yeah. I also have two examples.
In a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What are your other examples?
They're both from the Discworld series by Terry Pratchett. In book three, Equal Rights, Escarina Smith is a female who grows up to become a wizard. And people keep saying, oh, you want to be a witch? And she's like, no, I'm a wizard. I'm a female wizard. That's what I am. And then in, oh God, what's the name of it? I Shall Wear Midnight? No, it's the last Tiffany Aching book, The Shepherd's Crown. That's probably not important. There's a male who comes to Tiffany to be trained as a witch, and he is a male witch. And people are like, nice.
Your ability to remember just things astounds me.
Okay, well, in my defense, I read the Discworld books, like, very regularly. Like, nothing but them.
I wasn't saying that as an insult. Like, it actually does astound me. I have a terrible memory, and I feel like any time you mention any book, you're like, in book two, titled this character with this name grew up in this place and did these several things throughout their lifetime, and then this happened as well. And every time I'm just like, how though? Like, I could not tell you the entire, like, the full plot of my favorite book. They're, like, I couldn't even tell you any of the character names, probably. Like, that's, I just don't remember it. So every time you start talking about a book and you just, like, drop all these details, I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's what, if I drop enough details, you won't try to fact check it. So I'm just really good at bluffing.
That is true about me. If you just keep talking for long enough, I'll just be like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
I don't remember the name of the character who came to be trained as a witch, though.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah. Well, then I take it all back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Jessica, what's your second question?
Can a witch be good?
That was my second. Yeah. Mm.
So the answer to this one, yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Counterpoint, no.
Oh.
All right, let's
explain. Yes.
Witchcraft is bad. I don't know. I just wanted to talk about it for longer. I agree. Yeah, obviously a witch can be good.
We could talk about, like, Hermione is a good witch. Sabrina is a good witch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Hermione...
I'm having trouble thinking of witches.
Hermione is also very good at being a witch. So she's a double good witch.
Double plus
and we
good.
All know Glenda the good witch, actually not good.
Yeah, she's actually a bad witch.
She's a bad witch. She's a terrible person.
Should we talk about that? Go
ahead. Did either of you watch that show, Emerald City?
Mm-mm.
No.
I think it was called Emerald City. It was like another take on The Wizard of Oz, basically, where Dorothy, like, lives in our world and is a cop, I think is what it was. And goes into Oz, and, like, all of the witches are bad. But just, like, various levels of bad. Like, some of them are bad in the sense that, like, any woman who decides to just lead her own life and not care what anyone thinks about her is bad. Which was, like, it was cool to, like, sort of see that play out. And it was just, like, a really interesting show. I just really enjoyed it. And there was, like, lots of weird things going on. I don't know. I really liked it. And the what's the first witch that dies when Dorothy goes to Oz?
The Wicked Witch of the East.
Wicked Witch, yeah.
The Wicked Witch of the East. She was amazing, and I loved her. She was an incredible witch.
Nice.
But anyway, so was the Wicked Witch of the West, probably. What are all the witches? Which one was Glinda? Was she the North?
She was the North. But also...
Maybe we didn't see West. See, this is what I was talking about. I don't even remember which witches it was. But all the witches were great, and I loved everything about it. And the Scarecrow had like a really cool story going on. There was lots of cool stuff happening.
Do you remember the book Witch?
Sounds familiar.
It was about a warlock who needed to get married, or he needed to produce an heir. So he put the call out to all the local witches to find the most the most evil and vicious witch for his bride. And they were all trying to perform the most evil things. But there was also a good witch named Belladonna, and she was madly in love with him. And so she was trying really hard to be a wicked witch. And she ended up winning the contest. And then she, like, was so happy that when she went to sleep, when she woke up, there were, like, flowers blooming all over her room, and there were, like, birds singing and everything, and he came into the room and was like, oh, dear. But it's okay, because he was in love with her, and it all turned out fine in the end. Oh, spoilers.
Wow.
Sorry.
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, Katie, what's your third one?
All right, mine is, can a witch have a dog as a familiar?
Mine too.
That's my third one too. We might just have the same list this time.
Yeah.
That's fine. God, I hope so. I want to Google this so bad to see if this is like a thing in lore. Because I know
I mean, my understanding was that the familiar was just like an animal companion to like help witches, right? To like help them focus their powers or whatever. So like I would think that a familiar could be any animal.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm sure there are, like, some that are traditionally associated with it. Like, obviously, cats. I think, like, birds, like crows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, crows make sense.
But, yeah, I want to know if, like, a dog is in there. It's, like, one of the classically associated ones.
I feel like a dog would have to be in there.
Like a wolf or, like, a...
Yeah, like a wolfhound.
A big, like, black dog that's, like...
Yeah, a big...
The Grimm.
Yeah, like the Grimm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be a thing.
Yeah.
Man.
We should really...
I mean, it's not like we can Google it. That's not what the show is.
Yeah, no.
Although I want to. If I were going to Google one, this is the one. Maybe new segment, we all get to pick one that we can Google.
No. It's all or nothing, Katie.
Okay, fine.
In the book Witch Witch, one of the witches had an octopus as her familiar.
I love it.
Never mind. I changed my answer. I want that one.
Yeah.
I want octopus.
She was a sea witch.
Like, what did she do with her octopus on land?
She kept it in the bathtub.
Of course. What was I thinking?
And then
obvious. Kept it in the bathtub. I can't believe I even asked.
She would carry it around in a bucket.
Yeah, or carry it around in a bucket. Of course she did. That's what makes the most sense.
How do you?
Why do I even ask questions? This shit is so obvious.
How do you transport your octopus, Jessica?
Yeah, in a bucket, of course. I don't know why I didn't consider that.
Seriously.
I would get a custom bucket, though, that's glass. Like a fishbowl with, like, a handle.
Yes.
And then it would look more witchy. Wow.
Mm, true.
I just hit my elbow on the table very hard.
Oh, no.
You are always doing that during podcasting. You should probably move your shit around a little bit.
Hey, no. Last time I hit my knee very hard on the corner of my drawer.
Well, whatever. You keep fucking yourself up.
I don't think it's the position of my recording equipment so much as just the meanness of me.
Mm. Stop moving around so much, how about?
I can't. I'm very hyperactive.
Can a robin stay still for longer than 30 seconds?
No.
Mm. Episode 4.
Oh. Episode 4, can a robin? Anyway, I think a witch could have a dog as a familiar.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
If a witch can have an octopus, pretty sure a witch can have a dog.
Yeah. Quick, if you could have any animal as your familiar, what would it be?
Could I have, like, a group of animals?
Do you mean, like, a beehive?
Like a murder of crows?
I think you could have up to 2 animals.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Did you just decide right now that a witch can have 2 familiars?
It's the number of animals that could perch on your shoulder at a time.
Mm, I like so that unit of measurement.
One crow
what
on each shoulder.
A dog familiar and then have a lot that are, like, riding around on the dog. So, like, a dog, but then also, like, a bunch of crows ride around on the dog.
Well, with the crows... Okay, so you can only pick one animal as your familiar. This is the first... You can have
you
up
said
to
two.
You can have up to two,
animals,
of the same
have to
animal.
Be the same.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All these rules.
Hey, okay,
Come back to me anytime.
I didn't make the rules. Okay.
Sounds like you did just now.
No, I read this in a book called "The Witches guide.
See? Codex. I know you're lying because every time you talk about books, you can just like drop those details, no hesitation. Yeah. So now when you hesitate, I'm going to know that you're lying.
There's no way you would forget the name and author of a book.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember who wrote which, actually. But she also wrote Island of the Ants.
See, just stop.
Okay. I can look it up.
My gut reaction response would just be my actual cat, my actual IRL cat, because she was wonderful and amazing, and she'd be the perfect familiar, because she would just, like, sass all the other familiars and make them feel bad about themselves.
Even the octopus? And I like
the idea. What?
Even the octopus?
Yeah, especially the octopus.
Okay.
Are you kidding? Have you seen my cat?
Yeah, your cat would fuck an octopus up.
Exactly. One time I was watching a movie and there was a bear growl and she like got all, like she got right in that, like right up in the TV, like she was gonna attack that bear. Like she was ready for it.
That's so adorable. Like
my cat would go after any other familiar and she would come out on top. So that's my gut reaction. But also I love the idea of having like a big cat, like a panther or something as my familiar. So that like when I meet people and they're like, oh, what's your familiar? And I could just be like, oh, it's a cat. And then a fucking panther walks out from behind me and they're like, oh. Oh, you said cat. That's not what I pictured. And they're like, yeah, it's a cat though. Where's the lie?
Anaconda.
Nice.
I saw an anaconda at the aquarium and it was fucking terrifying.
Is it so you could make a bunch of anaconda don't want none jokes?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes sense. Yeah.
It'll be a vegetarian anaconda that only eats like iced buns. And someone will be like, do you want some food for your anaconda? And I'll be like, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Yeah. Oh, see, I was thinking that you could like open a bakery or something. Or you, I guess you'd have to frequent a bakery.
Called Anaconda Buns. Yeah.
Anyone who wanted to woo you would have to bring your anaconda buns.
Mm-hmm. To distract it long enough for them to talk to me.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, Katie, your turn.
Okay, I've thought about it, and I think, although now I feel bad that I'm not just going to say my own pet, because Jessica said her own pet, and now it's like, oh, I'm the bad pet owner, because I'm not saying my pet.
You have at least two different types of animals as pets, though, so it's fine.
How could you choose?
It's true, I can't pick.
You can't choose between them, so you should choose something different.
So I would take a flying fox.
Ooh.
Yeah, like a big... A big giant bat. Yeah, it's like the biggest bat. They're huge. Ooh. And they have like really cute faces. They look like foxes. And they only eat fruit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They're fucking huge. Google it. Animal fact. They're fucking huge.
Animal fact. I'm going to tweet that. Animal fact. Flying foxes are fucking huge bats.
And they're so cute with their little faces. I am a little sad I wouldn't have like an intimidating looking bat. But I feel like they would still be kind of intimidating.
Yeah, I feel like no matter how cute its face, a giant bat will intimidate people no matter what.
That's what I want.
Yeah, a giant bat is still a giant bat.
Yeah. Just like my anaconda.
Oh, man, they're in Australia, Robin.
Yes? Do you want me to go get one for you?
Yeah. Please.
I'll see what I can do, but... Pretty sure Australia has pretty strict laws about animal importing and exporting.
Fine. But I would hang little bananas on the tree and they would come and they would eat them upside down.
Aww.
That would be cute.
Yeah. Okay, next.
I forgot whose turn it is.
I think it's mine.
Yeah, I think it's Robin's.
Cool.
Can a witch lose her powers?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. I have two examples.
Excellent. I like this example thing that we're doing in this episode. Like,
this is going really well.
It makes me feel like we're all actual experts for once.
I mean, we are always actual experts.
Yeah, that's but this time, jam. This time it feels like it.
So, The Witches of East End, which is a TV series... That I think lasted like two or three seasons and then got canceled. I don't totally remember, but I've been rewatching it. And at one point, one of the sisters loses her powers, and it's actually because another witch steals them. She like does a spell to steal her powers. So then, for a while, she doesn't have her powers, and then she eventually gets them back. Another example actually from that same show is, well, I guess really the same thing. The same witch has kids and then, like, steals the powers from the kids before they, like, grow up and can use them, so they don't know they're witches.
Why?
Because she wanted more power.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, she just, like, wanted that power for herself, so she went around stealing it from people. Mm. And then another example, also an example of a witch losing her powers and then getting them back, Kiki's Delivery Service.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, we should watch that.
Yeah.
I love Kiki's Delivery Service. Yeah, at one point, Kiki loses her powers and then eventually gets them back. So, yes, a witch can lose her powers and
especially
potentially get them back.
Especially when it benefits the story.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when it's good for character development.
Yep.
Yep.
That's good because I
can... plot movement.
Yeah. It's a classic conflict.
Yeah.
Person versus themselves? Wait.
Powers. Oh.
That's good because I don't have any examples of witches losing their powers.
I feel like there've got to be stories where, like, a witch loses their powers and they just, like, are gone for good.
Yeah.
I feel like that's got to be a thing.
Probably wicked witches in the stories, like.
Yeah, probably. Probably good witches don't lose their powers because, like, blah, blah, blah morality or whatever.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, I just meant, like, if the hero of the story is being, like, menaced by a wicked witch,
mm-hmm.
then right. they might, like, conspire to rob the witch of her powers.
Yeah.
Of their powers. And that would be, like, the good thing at the end. But, yeah.
Right. So, like, there wouldn't be a story arc where, like, a good witch loses her powers for good.
Yeah.
Because, like, the good thing is having those powers. Although yeah. I do feel like it's a thing. I can't think of a specific book, but I do feel like I remember reading a like, paranormal romance novel where something was going to happen where, like, if she married or, like, if she, like, fell in love with a mortal or something, she would lose her powers, but she just, like, loves him so much that she chooses to stay with him anyway and, like, lose her powers. And then I was like, this is stupid. Why would you do that? Keep your powers. Just, like, find literally anyone else to fall in love with.
Yeah. Seriously.
In Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which is where all my examples are going to come from, there is a point right before she gets her witch's license where she basically has to decide whether or not she can, like, see her mortal mom ever again or have her powers. And so she chooses her mom, and it turns out that was a test because basically you have to show that there's something more important to you than just having power in order to become a full witch.
Nice.
Wow. So that's a little better than choosing a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then choosing just to fall in love when you could just, like, go start dating other witches and then, like, not lose your powers.
Yeah. Some sexy witches out there.
Mm. Yeah.
Who may or may not be male. We still don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of have an example.
Mm-hmm.
In the Zangst books by Piers Anthony, everyone has a power. And if they leave Zangth and go into Mundania, which is the real world, they lose their powers. But they get them back if they come back into Zangth, but usually they're exiled to Mundania.
Hmm.
It's not really witch-related, but I just wanted to have an example, too. Also, don't read the Zangth books. They're very sexist and, like, bad.
And they have lands called Mundania.
Yeah.
Which is not the best name of a place.
No.
Little on the nose. Okay. Jessica, what's your next one?
Can a witch turn into a vampire?
Oh, okay.
I have a different one.
Yeah.
Nice. We finally have different ones.
That's lower down for me.
Yeah, me too. Robin, what's yours?
Can a witch turn someone into a vampire?
Same.
Oh. So
we should do those together, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say
I have turned someone into a vampire, but that's my last one.
Oh, I thought you said, I have turned someone into a vampire. And I was like, how?
What? No, I definitely haven't done that. Who have you spoken to? What have you heard? What are you talking about?
No, I just thought that's what you...
No, that's... Nope.
Okay, because if you could do that, I'd be interested, is all.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No way of knowing how to do that.
No.
Okay.
I feel like this is a thing in True Blood, that there was a witch who got turned into a vampire. But I think they lost their powers? I don't remember.
Did the witch turn into a vampire on purpose?
I think a vampire turned the witch into a vampire. like, against their wishes. Yeah, I don't totally remember. I might also be making this up.
Yeah. See, that would be my answer. Would be, yes, a witch can turn into a vampire, but a witch can't turn someone into a vampire. Only a vampire can turn other people into vampires.
But if a
I would think that a witch can turn someone into a vampire.
Interesting.
If a witch can turn into a vampire, then a witch can turn someone into a vampire, as long as the witch is a vampire.
Yeah, if the witch is a vampire, that's a good point.
So, I was saying that even if a witch isn't a vampire, I feel like a witch could turn someone into a vampire, because there's got to be, I mean, even if it's not, like, exactly a vampire, there've got to be enough spells to, like, turn someone into, like, what is essentially a vampire. Like, you could cast a spell to make someone only be able to, like, survive off of blood, off consuming blood, and then, like, make them, I don't know, cold all the time and, like, allergic to sunlight. Like, I feel like there are spells that you could do to, like, give someone enough of the symptoms of vampirism that, like, someone would, like, meet them and be like, oh, you're a vampire. And then they would be like, oh, well, I mean, I'm not a vampire, but I do, like, feed on blood and, like, have to be inside during the daytime and, like, sleep in a coffin, and I'm allergic to garlic and sunlight, but I'm not a vampire. And that person would be like, no, you literally just described a vampire. You are a vampire.
And I can only be killed if you put a stake through my heart and cut off my head, but otherwise, but, like, right. I'm not a vampire.
Right. So I feel like they're a witch could turn someone into a vampire, but it would be sort of, like, a roundabout way of doing it.
I bet a witch could turn someone into a vampire if there was an app for, like, vampires to find willing participants. And they just, like, put someone else's address in there, like, ah, Jessica's gonna be a vampire now. It's like dropping a pin on you.
Oh, and I think in the Vampire Diaries that, like, that's how the first vampires and werewolves happened, was that a witch, like, turned them into that. Oh. I might be misremembering that. Again, I have a terrible memory, so all of these examples I'm giving, I might be completely wrong.
Well, you sound confident, so.
This is not a direct example, but in one of the versions of X-Men, I think it was the Phoenix Force that turned Jubilee back from a vampire.
Jubilee was a vampire?
Turned into a Jubilee was a vampire for, like, a really long time. She was turned into a vampire by Dracula. And then she was, I think it was very recent that, like, Quentin Quire had the Phoenix Force and he turned her back into just a regular mutant.
Did she still have her mutant powers when she was a vampire? The fireworks?
No.
Okay.
She just had vampire powers.
Mm. If a witch is turned into a vampire, can the witch still do magic? I mean, if they know how to brew potions and stuff, probably
they can still do it. Yeah, probably depends on the magic rules.
Mm. Yeah.
And the vampire rules, right? Because sometimes vampires are like, there's a demon inside you, but sometimes it's like, you're just a virus or something. I don't know how else
people are vampires. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right.
To become a vampire, the vampire had to drink your blood, and then you have to drink the vampire's blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, Willow and Tara were both witches, and I never remember them turning anyone into a vampire.
I don't think they did.
So,
I don't know. But they restored souls to vampires.
They did. Mm.
So that's a thing.
I don't know how relevant any of this is, but I feel good that we...
Now I'm just I want examples, and this is what I have.
I feel good that we all know it.
I think... I think, too, in the Underworld series, we found out in one of the later movies that it was, like, the original guy who had, like, three kids, I think, and then, like, one of them was a werewolf, one was a vampire, and one was something else, and maybe he only had two kids, and one was a vampire, one was a werewolf, and I don't remember how that, like, that may have been that they were cursed by witches or something like that, or maybe it's just that, like, they were bitten by a wolf and a bat and then became a werewolf and a vampire, but how silly would that be? There's gotta be that, like, there was a witch or something in there.
Oh, but I love the idea of him, like, walking into his kid's room and there's, like, a wolf in there and he's like, wolf, get out of here, and then as he's chasing the wolf out, a bat flies in. He's like, damn it.
Now, as you know, I have an encyclopedic knowledge of the Underworld series. And I'm pretty sure what it was is his first kid was a vampire, his second kid was a werewolf, and his third kid was an accountant.
That sounds very accurate. Yeah.
Because once you're bit that by an accountant.
One was bit by an abacus.
Hey, those things are no joke. They do pinch.
He needs Excel spreadsheets to keep him alive.
All right. Should we speed round the last five?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay. Can a witch put a spell on you is my next one.
Yes.
Mine too.
Yeah. Yeah, for absolutely. Sure. What else could they do?
Yeah, they'll sing a whole song about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Can a witch turn into a vampire? We did. Mm-hmm.
Can a witch sense another witch?
No.
In the book, A Discovery of Witches, witches could, or at least the main character who is a witch could sense other witches. Or I think she could sense any supernatural creature and could, like, tell what it was. Like, she could tell if a witch was looking at her or, like, if a vampire was looking at her. It was something like that. I forget.
According to Practical Magic, we all have a little witch inside of us.
Ah. In a lot of the books that I've read that have witches, usually they all know each other, but they don't, like... That's not because they sense each other. It's just, like, they're like, what up, you can do magic? Yes, cool, me too, me too. Want to be in a coven? Awesome.
So sometimes witches can sense other witches.
Depending on the lore.
Yeah.
Can a witch be a boy? It's pretty much the same as can a witch be male.
Male, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Can a witch have multiple familiars?
Oh, man. Apparently not.
Nope. Up to two as long as they're the same animal.
I feel like witches probably could.
No, if you want to get a new type of familiar, you have to relinquish your old familiar. It's basic witch 101.
I'm going to, like, go hard on like, witch media until I find one where a witch has multiple familiars.
I mean, it probably won't be that difficult to find. I am just sort of making it up as I go.
You told me that you knew the rules.
I do know the rules. Serious. I wasn't making them up. I know them. I am them. I am the rule master. That's why I can have two familiars, but everyone else can only have one. Sorry, two kinds of familiars. That's why I have two ravens.
Anyway.
That's why I have two ravens on one shoulder and one dog on the other shoulder. He's very heavy, and he really wants to bite the ravens, and they're not flying away, and I don't know why.
It's almost more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
I love it. I have can a witch be a vampire, which we already did, and can a witch be a boy, which we already did, and turn someone into a vampire, which we already did. The rest of mine are out.
I'm all done.
Nice. That was the ultimate speed round.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. We had a lot of repeats on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
Were there any witch movies or books that we did not shout out in this podcast?
Probably. Time?
I don't know if we said Hocus Pocus by name yet, so we'll just throw that out
Hocus
there.
Hocus Pocus.
In
sure.
the perennial holiday classic Halloween Town.
Oh, you are so right. I can't believe we forgot about Halloween Town. Also, you know what question is not here? It's can a witch sense when a person is secretly just frogs?
And the answer is no, right?
The answer is no.
Apparently
they
not.
They absolutely cannot.
Sometimes also, a person is just secretly frogs and a witch would never know.
That's another one where the male witch was a warlock. But also, Jessica's son from Halloween Town did not. He didn't have witch powers.
No, he just had glasses.
Can a witch have glasses?
Can a witch have glasses? Yes.
I mean, I feel like if I were a witch, I would fix my vision.
Harry Potter couldn't fix his vision.
Nope.
Oh, that's right.
But he wasn't a witch, apparently.
He didn't know the LASIK spell. Oh, yeah, he was a wizard. Yeah.
Did you say he couldn't think of a LASIK spell?
Yeah.
I bet you Hermione would have fixed his vision if he just asked.
Yeah.
She fixed his glasses. That's kind of the same.
Yeah.
She fixed her teeth.
She did. Well, Madame Pomfrey fixed them.
That's true.
But she would have fixed them if her parents had let her earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Details.
All right. I guess cool. We all know a lot about witch media.
Which
I mean, I feel
good.
Like I could know more.
Yes.
Which is good.
Ow.
So this is Witch Team Alpha Month here at BTA, so make sure you check out our other podcasts. We're releasing a new one before or after this podcast comes out.
Yep, those are the two options.
It's going to be called Bitch Time, always.
Hell yeah.
And you can find that on iTunes and other podcast places where podcasts are. make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at BitchTeamAlpha, and subscribe and rate us on iTunes, please, because that helps us a whole lot. And if you like what we do, you can tell your friends about us. Also, check out our other podcasts like Bitches and Liches and Anamorphous Discussion and Bitch Time Always.
And Bitch Time Always.
I love anything else?
Also, if you want to support us, you can give us money on Patreon.
Yeah.
Yes.
You get some cool rewards and you help us keep making awesome content like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is going to provide you these weird encyclopedic knowledge of various witch books and movies and TV shows?
No one. We're the only source of that. Definitely not Google.
Yeah, don't ask Google, because it'll...
Not.
Lie? Google. It'll turn you...
Yeah, don't even try. Google doesn't know.
Google will turn you into a vampire if you ask about witches. Yeah.
That's true.
That's how they cover it up.
That's how every vampire I know has ever been turned into a vampire.
Same.
And certainly through no fault of my own.
Damn it, Jessica.
Yeah, all right. Checks out.
Which team out?
Which team out?
Which team out?